This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, July 23rd. God's word for you today is, be deliberate. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 3 verse 26, and it says, we are all children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. What have you been doubting that God can handle? Pause and think about it. What have you been doubting that God can handle in your life? Marriage, career, family, children, business, finances, relationships. The Bible says in Ephesians 3 verse 20, God is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. In other words, think of the biggest dream in your life. God says it can top that dream. Think of the biggest goal in your life. God says it can surpass that goal. Think of the biggest vision in your life. God says by the time it is done, it will just be step one. God is more competent than we can ever think and imagine. God is a caring, consistent, close, and competent Father. The logical question then is everyone a child of God? Is God the Father of everyone? The answer is yes and no. Yes, from a creation standpoint, God made everybody. And no, from a fatherhood standpoint, the fact that God created you makes you God's creation and not necessarily God's child. The truth is that it takes more than birth to be a father. Anybody can be a sperm donor. It takes more than birth to be a father. It takes a relationship to be a father. So when the relationship is cut off, fatherhood is cut off. A lot of us are, by the grace of God, good fathers to our children. So today, I am challenging you to look for people who need a father. I do not like the term father figure. So find people who need a father and step into those shoes. You can father more children than you birthed. Yes, you can. And I try to do that. Again, anyone can donate sperm, but not everybody can build a relationship. And it takes more than birth to be a father. It takes a relationship to be a father. So if you are a single mother, do not worry. God will bring godly men into the lives of your children. Say amen. And that is the beauty of our community. The church is a community loaded with godly men. I pray that God will connect those godly men with your children. And your children will not be a negative statistic in Jesus' name. You were created by God, but you are not in God's family until you choose to become a part of God's family. Galatians 3 verse 26 says, we are all children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. The biggest thing you can do as a father is to introduce your children to their Heavenly Father. Make it the prayer of your heart and ask God to give you this privilege. It takes deliberate action to come into God's family. Lift your hands and ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life today. Let us pray. Father, I acknowledge you as my caring, consistent, close, and competent Father. I ask for the privilege to connect my children to you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.